4NXY.
HKX. Good morning, David.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen.
Fellas, yeah, I'm on my second cup of coffee. How are y'all doing out there?
Just making the switch in the vehicles. Get down here and close this gate, and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
Catch you in a few. KO4NXY. What did we have out there? I heard somebody else.
W2JKT, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good, Jen. I got up and getting my day started. On my second cup of coffee, kind of getting woke up. How you doing out there?
Nothing better than me. I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet, but I should be down there at the quick trip in a few minutes here for my coffee and breakfast stop.
That will help get your day going. I saw on the news, though, in that construction zone, I don't know if it was yesterday or when it was, but they had one awful mess of a wreck. It was, you know, a fireball, and I think it was two 18-wheelers and an SUV got tangled up in it. Apparently, I think it's that construction zone around Gaffney that's kind of dangerous.
As I drive it every morning, I get on I-85 at exit 96 north of Gaffney, and then I drive down all the way to Anderson in the morning, and then I drive back in the afternoon. So I've been doing that for about almost 2 years now, just watching this construction zone slowly change over the time, and hoping that comes a day where they actually finish it.
I heard on the news this morning that they started that in 2017, and they're supposed to have it finished by the end of this year, so that'll really be good.
Good morning, Mr. David. Good morning, Mr. Eric. KF4MUF.
And Jody, how you doing?
I'm back now, David.
I hope all y'all are doing very good today. We're had a good weekend.
Double with you, KO4HKX.
Good morning to you, too. All's good on this end, gentlemen.
Back, W2JKT.
Yeah, I haven't put my hearing aids in yet, so some of it's kind of garbled on me, huh? Damaged my ears a couple of months back and had to go to having hearing aids in or sometimes can't make everything out. So y'all pick it up and be careful out there, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Hey, this morning, KO4HKX. Look forward to talking to you down the log.
This morning, W2JKT.
Good morning, Mr. David. Been a little while, but good hearing you, bud. You take care of yourself. KF.
And I'm in the truck today, and the repeater sounds amazing.
Just have to drive it a couple days in a row so you can get you a baseline for the little car.
I've always been liking the truck. I can always get this repeater a whole lot better.
Something's interfering with it from the car, or do you think just no ground plane or lack of ground plane is the problem?
But I think mainly it's probably just the lack of a ground plane in the car.
Hopefully you can figure out something to take care of it without putting a whole lot of effort into it anyway. And Jody, what'd you get into this weekend?
We went up there to Taylor's and watched that tractor show Saturday night. That was cool, you know, tractor pulls. But otherwise, just kind of chilling around here.
You said it was in Taylorsville, right?
It was good.
Put my stop here for breakfast and coffee, so I'll be back in about 10 minutes. W2JKT.
I should still be around. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I should be here too. KO4M, KF4MUF.
Jody,
Monday off.
Sounds like it's going to be a good day to stay inside as much as possible.
That's the way it's seeming right now, because it's going to be another warm one today. That's why I'm giving about another 15 minutes. If it breaks good daylight, I'm going to go out and get some stuff done while it's still cool out.
I don't blame you for that. It's still 70 degrees out here, though.
I'm in 69 here right now. Added to your truck, right?
One more time.
Added to your truck?
I am in the tool truck.
Right. Well, you're getting an early start.
On Thursday, I leave the house about 4:30.
Okay, roger that. Well, that was good talking with Gary the other day. That was enjoyable.
We ended up hanging out most of the day. Went over and seen another friend and sat and visited with them for a while. And truck wasn't gonna be ready till Saturday, so we run back. He run me back up to the excursion. Then I headed home.
Yep, I can understand that. That was cool. I enjoyed that.
What kind of projects you got going on at work this week?
One pipe job, and from there, I'm not sure yet. I got to go move that hoe tomorrow, get it out of there. So we'll see what either tomorrow or Wednesday I got to move it. But we'll see what we got going coming up. It's a new adventure.
Mine's the same routine most of the time, but every now and then they get some kinks falling in there.
AFW Mobile.
Oh, stranger. KL4HKX.
KL4MUF.
Guys, man, there's a serious black hole on 26 for this repeater.
Same one that I deal with every morning.
Flat rock all the way down here to Highway 11. You can't even make it. I heard you guys in there, but it was too broken up.
KO4CEF.
Morning, Andrew. KO4HKX.
10-4 KFW.
Andrew, KF4MUF.
Weekend. Ken, Andrew.
From up there at Flat Rock, heading down 26. It's a nice ride going down through here. I'm coming up on exit or mile marker 7.
Not me. Yeah, but a good weekend. Got to play in the pool and stuff.
Definitely a good weekend to be in the pool. But I guess Ken's laying around up there at the campground.
Enjoying the pool and that. We went to Saluda one day, and then we went to Chimney Rock.
Hey, man.
This week we're spending Wednesday night at the house, and it's our anniversary, and Jesus got to work on Thursday, and then Thursday night we're back up there in Flat Rock.
Up there.
Been up there since the 21st of June.
Back and forth, just hanging out.
The first 3 days of this month, and then I've been off since the 4th, so we've been up there just hanging out, playing in the pool, and not doing too much. It's been pretty hot.
It hadn't been as hot as it up there as it's been down here, though, Ken.
Right, earlier this week, we went back down to the house to, water the tomatoes, and I cut the grass real quick, and that, like, man, it was hot down there. And it's supposed to be, what, 99 today?
Look, I didn't want to know how hot it was going
to
be.
Advisory.
Yes, last night they were calling for 99 today and 100 tomorrow.
97 today.
Don't know which newscast you're watching or where you're getting your news from, but 2 degrees, who's going to notice that?
This is that humidity. It takes that 97 degrees and turns it into like a, 100 and whatever.
Oh, well, today. today and just blow the horn.
Plan to. Fast this weekend.
I'm calling for a chance of thunderstorms up that way, but you never can tell. So, just have to wait and see.
Much rain here lately, not even many pop-up thunderstorms.
Flood up there in Flat Rock. What? I guess it was last, not this past Sunday, but Sunday before. Man, it just was a washout.
Haven't had much since then. Got a little bit over toward the house yesterday, but that was about it, and it wasn't much.
And I think two nights ago.
Such I've been having to stay on top of keeping the pool full.
Back. KO4HKX.
And 4KFW.
4CF.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you guys doing? I am detouring another closure on 85 South at the moment.
Far southbound, you know, right here at, I don't know, it was right before 101. They've got the signs up, merge right. But so far, I've not had to worry about it. I guess they get the cones up every morning before I come through.
One thing I wish they would do around here is take the signs down in the evening. That way people don't think it's still going on when it's not and get used to it being there. It just confuses people.
290 and they came up on Flagman and I come around the corner and he was standing there in the road stopping traffic and there wasn't even a sign.
Others have got it closed here in front of Mann and Hubble. They're parked there with their lights on, stopping the traffic, so they must be doing something with the construction zone up here. So I'm on the access road, paralleling it. I'm going to see how far down I can go on this.
Officially finish that construction up that way.
It is supposed to be done next year sometime.
Time to start over again.
Actually, they'll be like, oh, well, we need to add another lane because there's too much traffic now.
Get the project started then. All at the same time.
Up on, was down through there, about got my front end taken off by a highway patrol.
The fault.
Having a camper up there again.
On Sunday.
Around up here, I'm at 110 and I still can't get on 85. What's the name of that other access road? Is it on the other side of 85, I think? Is that still something church?
Cannon's Campground.
Hang on. Anyone else, because nobody can get on.
Cannon's Campground's right on the other side of the Mann and Hummel. You could take it all the way down to get on it to 80.
Take it down to what? Sorry?
You can take it down to 80. Access road down to where you see the sign that says detour to take a right.
Off of my exit, so I'm going to say 73. Y'all be safe, and we'll get this antenna off top of the car. So, y'all have a good one. Hopefully, I'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
73, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
73, Andrew, have a good day, W2JKT. Yeah, it's got me on Cannon's Campground now, Ken, so hopefully I can get down to where they've got it open again.
It's showing on my screen, and then, so you should be good. If you just follow Cannon's Campground all the way down to, you'll see some detour signs at a four-way stop, and just take a right. And then go to the stop sign, take a right, and they'll bring you right back out on 85 at exit 80.
How this works out.
Checking that big truck wreck the other day, did you?
I forget what day that was, but yeah, my entrance was closed, so I had to take the access road south one to get on at exit 95 instead of 96, because I think the wreck was just south of exit 96.
Bad on a TV.
Some furniture in Anderson over lunch this morning, I probably would have just turned around and gone home.